بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Welcome to the Gate of Knowledge. Today we talk about another trait and characteristic of the pious ones in the word of Imam Ali, peace be upon him. وَشُرُورُهُمْ مَأْمُونَةِ They are protected against evils. This also can be translated in two ways. One is that شُرُورُهُمْ Their evils are protected. It is possible to mean that their souls are protected from evils. It means they are kind of supported to commit evils. This is one way of looking at this phrase. Another possibility is that people are protected against their evils. Both meanings, of course, are correct. The fact is, piety and the characteristics that we talked about causes their souls not to tend towards evils and wrong actions. Therefore, they are protected by the quality that exists in their hearts, in their minds, and in their desires. They are protected against evils. But another fact is that they put themselves in trouble sometimes. They put burden on themselves in order to protect people from burdens. They don't put their burdens on people. They don't commit actions which bother other people or trouble, put people in trouble. Therefore, people are protected against their evils. We have a hadith talking about the believers. It says, "Al-mu'minu nafsuhu fi ta'ab wa an-nasu minhu fi raha." A believer's soul is in grief and trouble from himself. It means a believer puts burdens on himself and urge himself to do actions and to become active in the way of the comfort of people. Therefore, a believer's act put himself in trouble and burden and put people at ease. Therefore, people are at ease from his actions, and his own soul is in grief and problem. This is a trait of good doer people. The pious people are actually good doers. And the other way round, the people who are worldly, pleasure of this world is their goal and the highest goal, they do not sacrifice. They want themselves to have the most pleasure, and they want better things, best things for themselves, although some people may be deprived of the blessings. Why in our world we have a big number of people hungry day and night, while other people should lose their weights through different ways, because they use more of the blessings of the world and they consume more than they need. We will talk in the next section about the way the pious people have scanty needs. They don't have that much need. Their souls are kind of trained. Therefore, people are at ease for their services, for the way they conduct people. شروعهم مأمونة. Their evils are protected. And then the rest of the words that are explained here are also somehow related to this trait. Their bodies are thin, and that is a result of not paying that much attention to eating and benefiting from pleasures of this world. The thing that is needed, we have in Islam, dunya balagh, the world that help you reach the goal. The world is not the goal, but the world is a means to reach to the goal. Therefore, the worldly benefits are not the goals at all, and they take from it as much as they can live and survive. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, talks in another saying about one of his friends in the way of Allah. Imam says, in the past I had a friend that he was great in my eyes because of the smallness of the world in his eyes, because he didn't pay that much attention. He didn't put that much weight for the worldly things. The worldly things were small in his eyes. For example, for eating, Imam says, eating did not overcome him. He was the one who controlled the desire of eating. And he was like this, لا يطلب ما لا يجد. He did not want, he did not go after the thing he could not find. And when he found, he did not use excessively. This is the difference between the people who are eager for eating, or they want eating for a need, for survival. It is not that important for them. They want eating for getting some energy to continue their life. Therefore, they don't want the things that are not available. And even when they found the things that are the, let's say, tasty things, they do not use it excessively. They don't overeat. The same thing about all other aspects of life. They don't gather things they don't need, or they don't use. The world is for them, not they are for the world. That's why Imam says their needs are scanty. حاجاتهم خفيفة. Their needs are few. وأنفسهم عفيفة. And their souls are chaste. If we review the things we talked about, we can get at the definition of chastity. What is the meaning of chastity? A chaste person, therefore, is a person whose evils are protected. He is a person whose body is not, whose body is thin because of the way he eats and consumes. And their needs are scanty. Therefore, such a person is a chaste person, a beneficial person, who does not consider his benefit in this world as the goal, and wants to benefit other people for a greater goal of the hereafter. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, salli ala, Ya Rabbana, salli ala, Taha al-Nabi wa alihi, Ya Rabbana, salli ala,
صلى الله عليه
صل
يا رسول الله
يا ربنا صل على